Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
West of Abilene, on my knees one night I saw the light in my boots and jeans. Never thought I'd meet a friend like that, not in my wildest dreams. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. I don't see how a man who lived 2,000 years ago, he could find me down in Texas, south of Amarillo. He came all the way from a town called Bethlehem to show how much he loves me and cares for who I am. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene, on my knees one night I saw the light in my boots and jeans. Never thought I'd meet a friend like that in my wildest dreams. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. Play that fiddle. Come on, Mark. Heck, even Timbuktu. Oh, when he walks beside me, I feel 10 feet tall. He took away my sins. He can do the same for y'all. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. On my knees one night, I saw the light in my boots and jeans. I never thought I'd meet a friend like that in my wildest dreams. I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. Yeah, I met Jesus in Texas, west of Abilene. On my knees one night,
good Thursday morning, afternoon, or evening, depending on where in the world you're listening to the show today. But I'm your host, Gary Holt, in Nashville, Tennessee. And I want to give a shout out to our co-host, Bobby Bell, in Santa Clarita, California. Bobby is under the weather, and she usually tries to listen to the show if she can't be on. So, Bobby, get well, and we look forward to seeing you with us next Thursday on the Campfire Cafe. We have a great show lined up today. We're going to be visiting with the award-winning singer-songwriter and Native American flutist, Gareth. And we'll be joined by Michelle Oliver with the Lazy Bee Chuckwagon Show in historic Estes Park, Colorado. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great information, and a lot of great music today on the Campfire Cafe. We want to thank our sponsor, Legacy Benefit Group. For over 30 years, Legacy Benefit Group has helped businesses and individuals create, protect, and preserve their financial legacy. Now take a deep seat in the saddle, grab a big cup of coffee, and when we come back, we're going to be traveling to historic Estes Park, Colorado, to visit with Michelle Oliver with the Lazy Bee Chuckwagon Show. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
I'm glad to be anywhere, where there's a place I like the best. On the chilly side, paradise in the great and grand old west. And I'm a lucky boy, that's where I'm from. And that's where you can find me when it's all said and done. Yes, and I've seen the green of Tennessee, the colored lights of a New York night. Stood in a red sunset on the beach in Texas in the moonlight. But nothing sets my spirit free, and no other color can do. Like the winds of old Wyoming and Colorado blue. See them old Rockies rising straight up through the cool blue air. Sip that cold white water running down to make you feel like a grizzly bear. And at sundown I sit and watch them gleam. Comes so close to glory, not even in a dream. One night by the campfire light, we cooked up some rainbow trout. But she left me down around Pagosa Springs with a hook still in my mouth. I remember the mountain ride. And a girl there with the sun in her hair and Colorado blue in her eyes. Yes, and when I'm away from my native state and the dreams ain't coming true, when lost and lonesome is my fate and it looks like I'm bound to lose, it's a homesick misfit, sorry face, a thrashing him his own juice. Well, you can call that skinny cowpoke at the end of the bar Colorado blue. Just call that skinny cowpoke at the end of the bar Colorado blue.
Well, that's Gary McMahon with Colorado Blue, and an appropriate song as we travel to Estes Park, Colorado, to visit with our first guest, Michelle Oliver. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Gary, from a beautiful summer day in Estes Park. That was a great song. I enjoyed that.
I love that song. I love that song. And from a Colorado cowboy, Gary McMahon. But how is the weather in Estes Park today? You say it's beautiful. What kind of temperatures are you having?
Colorado is always beautiful. And today it's a little bit overcast. We had a really torrential rain very early this morning. So everything is beautiful and green, which we love here. But in Colorado, you can always count on the sun. It's going to come out any minute, I guarantee it. It's really very pretty here in the summertime. And it really does come out all the time. So we have a lot of sunshine.
Colorado is a beautiful state. And you and I were talking before the show about the fact that I've never been to Estes Park. And I'm going to have to put that on my bucket list. I've been to a lot of different places in Colorado. But just didn't know what I was missing until you and I visited the other day. So tell us a little bit, Michelle, about where you're from and how you got involved with the Lazy Bee Chuck Wagon. And we're going to talk more about Estes Park and the show, but tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. Sure. So I basically grew up in Colorado and was exposed to the best Western music due really to my kids who have performed at mini cowboy poetry gatherings, and there's a big age difference between them, but they're both very musical. And sometimes we're drawn into things that we wouldn't experience otherwise because of our children. I think everyone can relate to that. And
absolutely.
I have just, yes, which is a tremendous gift. And I've met a lot of very, very gifted musicians over the years and cowboy poets, and the whole Western lifestyle is just very attractive in many ways. The song we just heard mentioned Pagosa Springs, which was interesting because I lived there for 11 years. And one of the very well-known chuck wagons also exists in Durango. So it's a small world within a larger world. And what attracts me most, I think, is the story of the cowboy and the multi-generations that are involved. So I watched my children be influenced very powerfully through interacting with older musicians and cowboys, and carrying on that Western tradition is really important. And it's something that I'm very passionate about. So the chuck wagon is a great way to carry on that Western heritage through song and poetry and all kinds of music and sharing the food and the humor. It's very entertaining, but very rich.
Well, it is it is. And yeah, it is a small world in the Western music world and the horse world, and so much history and so many different gatherings that take place in Colorado. There's some famous gatherings that are done in Colorado every year. But we want to find out about Estes Park and the Lazy mm-hmm. Bee Chuck Wagon Show. And so
tell us
a little bit about,
tell
us a little bit about the Lazy Bee Chuck Wagon Show and where it's located there in Estes Park.
So, yeah, so the grand attraction of Estes Park, other than the Lazy Bee, which is up and coming again, is Rocky Mountain National Park. And we do have a lot. We have over 4 million visitors that come through, and that is the primary attraction here. So the original Lazy Bee Chuck Wagon was here for 43 years, and the Chuck Wagons came about in the early 60s. They were very popular and sprouted up all over as a result of the iconic movie Cowboy and all the music that came from that, Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, Sons of the Pioneers, all of that came around that time, was very popular in all the Western television shows. So there was an entire generation that was just really honed into that. But for over 43 years, the Lazy Bee operated very successfully here. And then it was gone for 12 years. So last year, we reintroduced the model, and this is our second year back, and it has been nothing but remarkable to experience how many people were affected by the initial Lazy Bee. And I make a joke about the people that come and say one out of four people who attend the Lazy Bee came years ago. We have generations of people who experienced their honeymoon there, and now they're coming back with four generations, you know, and it's their 45th wedding anniversary. This happens constantly. So it's indicative of the fact that these wholesome family experiences are about so much more than the Western music and the dinner, which is all very essential and important. But the connections that people are making and the memories they're creating, and everyone has a dream, you know, about something about the West, and those dreams come to life when they come to the Lazy Bee. It's really exciting and fun.
Oh, that's great. That is great. And to see people coming back and bringing generations speaks very highly of what the experience is. But let's talk a little bit about the experience. So what is it that people can experience when they come to the Lazy Bee Chuck Wagon? Let's talk about the food. Let's talk about the entertainment. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So it's about a 2.5-hour event. And we start with an authentic cowboy dinner, which is a delicious beef brisket, and we have a pulled pork. So it's a combination meat entree. And then we have a baked potato and baked beans and a big cowboy biscuit. And then we end, dessert is a brownie. And then we have the traditional Lazy Bee peach, because back in the day, Tom Justin, the original Lazy Bee owner, well, he actually was the second owner. I'm sorry. It was Frank Vail was the original owner. But they had a tradition of putting a cold peach on the tin plate so everyone would hold their hand in the right spot and not burn their hand. And so many people come and they'll say, "Do you still have the peach? Do you still have the peach?" So they all remember that you're told to hold her by it. It's the simplest thing. But it brings a smile to their face, and it's a memory they connect with. So we start with a dinner, a supper like that, a cowboy supper, and we ring the dinner bell, and it's just really fun. We have Vic Anderson, who is a real authentic cowboy, just delightful, has so many stories, and he'll get up and share a little bit about how the cowboys really aid and everything that happened, and we make it really fun. We have the little kids come up and ring the bell, so we try to engage everyone. They go through the line, and then they eat dinner. So just eating is a really fun event, as anyone who's ever been to a chuck wagon will tell you. It's just a lot of fun.
Right.
And then that is followed. Go ahead.
No. That's all right. I'm saying amen to the chuck wagon eating. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's really good food. Very good. Way too much food. And then that is followed by just an incredible Western show. So we are so blessed, Gary, to have multi-generations who are performing. So we have a gentleman in his 70s who has won several yodeling championships, and he's one of the performers. And then we have a young woman who just turned 19 years old last week, and she is a 4-time national fiddle champion. She's incredible. And we have a gentleman who had a comedy show in Branson who has joined us this year. And he also, Michael J., he has a 6.5-octave vocal range. So,
oh, wow.
Just multi-talented. And we have Barb Barlean, who performs in Arizona in the winter and has a tremendous following up here from the past. Jeff Olson, a pianist, and who am I missing? Oh, my gosh. Oh, Marvin Short, we just have such an incredible group. And my son, who's 12, just came in second in the nation for fiddling champion. And he plays just one song a night. But everybody, and all of these people, as every person who's ever worked at a chuck wagon or been to one knows, all of the performers are also washing dishes and serving lemonade and engaging the audience. And Vic is out there teaching the kids how to twirl ropes. And it's just an experience that we strive to just make unforgettable. We have a lot of fun.
That is so cool. Yeah. That is so cool. When are your shows done, and what is your season?
So we open the first weekend of June, and we run through September 30th, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday evenings, and we've been doing a matinee on Sunday. Let's see. And there was something else. What I want everyone to know is that this really is just about the audience and all the people experiencing. I mean, we have magical moments every night. I have a new owner on board, Quentin Wadan, who was not with us last year, but he grew up working at the Lazy Bee, and he worked there for 10 years and put himself through college doing that. So everybody seems to have a connection to something about the West and what they experienced working hard. So it's a really fun thing. You come as a guest, you leave as part of our family.
That is great. What time do the shows start each night?
We open at 5 and we serve at 5:30 sharp, and we end at about 8 o'clock. Everyone stands out on the deck and we all sing Happy Trails, and nobody ever wants to leave at night. So we have a really, you've got to come, Gary. You have to experience it to understand how much fun it really is.
Well, yeah, I promise you're on my bucket list. For our audience that's listening across the country and out of the country as well, Estes Park is the eastern gateway to the Rocky Mountain National Park. And there are many, many activities that people can take part in, both through the summer and in the winter. Of course, you're not open after September 30th, but Estes Park needs to be a destination. And the Lazy Bee Chuckwagon Show needs to be the highlight of your evenings when you're in Estes Park. And how can folks find you online? And I know you've got a Facebook page. So how can they do that? And how can they make reservations?
Thank you so much for asking. And I also appreciate that you mentioned the international listeners, because we have people come from all over the world. And that's part of the magic of the summers here. It's a very powerful destination for people all over the world. So we do have a website, www.lazybeechuckwagonandshow.com. Our phone number is 970-507-0317. And our guests can actually order tickets online. You can reserve your seat online or call us, and we have a staff that can help you with the tickets. We do have a Facebook page, which is Lazy Bee Chuckwagon and Show. We're on Yelp. We're on TripAdvisor. We're on Instagram, just like they did it in the Wild West. We're doing all that same social media.
Gosh. Well, if you forget the website, all you have to do is Google Lazy Bee Chuckwagon, and it'll take you right to their website. And I visited the website. It's great. Some great video there, so you can see what the shows are like. And visit YouTube. I think you have a YouTube channel.
And yes, we have a YouTube. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can actually see Michelle talking about the Lazy Bee Chuckwagon Show there, and put a face and name together. I did. And Michelle, it's a great place. You are a destination, for better or worse. You're a cute young lady. But be sure and visit Estes Park and make Lazy Bee Chuckwagon part of your adventure there. And we look forward to seeing you in Colorado, young lady.
Gary, thank you so much. This has been such a delight, and I can't wait to meet you in person here when you come. You're going to love it. Thank you so much for this time.
Thanks, Michelle. Good to talk with you.
Uh-huh. You as well.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Well, this has been a lot of fun. Lazy Bee Chuckwagon Show in Estes Park, Colorado. Google them on the internet. You can connect to their website there, and you can go like their page on Facebook. You are getting ready to be in for a real treat. Our next guest is an outstanding young award-winning singer and songwriter and Native American flutist, and you're going to enjoy both our conversation and our music. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Gareth on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe, heard around the world, streaming live online and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. A singer, songwriter, and award-winning Native American flute player, Gareth Laffley is the youngest artist to reach number two on the Billboard New Age charts at 17 years of age. Gareth received the Rising Star Award from the Native American Music Awards, one of only three artists to receive this award in 15 years. And a good friend and an all-around neat young man. Gareth, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much for having me on today.
Well, been looking forward to having you on, and there's a lot of excitement out there in the social media world to hear you today. So we're not going disappoint. Some great, great music. And by the way, that was The Chase by Gareth, but we're going to play a variety of music today as well as visit with this outstanding young man. But Gareth, tell us a little bit about your Native American roots and how you got involved in music. And I want you to tell the story about your first flute playing experience, because that's such a cool story.
Absolutely. So my Native heritage is I come from a background as Mi'kmaq as well as Cree Native Americans, natives of Maine, Canada, New Brunswick. And I actually started playing music when I was about 4 years old. And started out playing drums, and after that, I became classically trained with piano as well as violin, and started singing and songwriting when I was about 12 years old. So music was always in the house when I was growing up, and it was something that I was extremely passionate about. But when I was 13, I found a very special instrument that changed my life, which is the Native American flute. And I was on a vacation with my family when I turned 13, kind of like a walkabout trip, just a coming of age special trip that we took. And we went out to Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I was going from store to store, and I happened to find this little $45 pocket-sized Native American flute for sale. And I'll never forget it. I picked it up. I looked at it, and before I played it, I said to myself, I'm probably never going to do anything with this. And then I started to play it, and I just fell in love right away. And we were going to Mesa Verde National Park to see all the old Anasazi cliff dwellings and the native ruins in Colorado about a week later. So I asked the tour guide if he would be okay if I played my flute that I had just bought at the canyon, just so that I could hear what it sounded like. And to my horror, he announced to the entire tour group that there was a young artist from Nashville that was going to give us all a concert today on the edge of the cliff. And I've got to say, that song, He Turned a Whiter Shade of Pale, man, that was absolutely true that day. So I walked out there right to the edge of the cliff, and I just started playing like just what I knew, which was just a little bit of something around the basic, like small scale on the flute. And I actually had a woman come up to me with tears in her eyes saying, oh, that's so beautiful. How long have you been playing? I said, about a week. So that's what started all of this. It's like I got the bug from that moment on, and it's completely changed my life.
Oh, wow. Well, I love that story. I absolutely love that story. But yeah, I could imagine that you turned a whiter shade of pale when he announced that. Oh. So that's
absolutely.
Oh gosh. Well, your mom and dad are really neat people. I've been privileged to get to know Susan and Neil, and both your parents are musical and both have CDs out themselves. So you come from a real strong musical family. And but I'm just sitting here listening to when you started playing the piano and when you started writing, and it's like, man, I was so retarded. I mean, I tried to pick up a guitar with my I forgot the name of the guitar book, you know, and I finally ended up just putting it down. So talent. And how many instruments do you play?
You know, I hate it because people always ask me that, but I've lost track. I play the piano, violin, guitar, a little bit of bass, bagpipes, Irish flutes, Native American flutes, different percussion. It sounds so bad, but I honestly have no idea the exact amount right now.
Bagpipes, too.
I do. I decided bagpipes. I didn't have enough to do, so I thought I'd pick it up.
Goodness. Well, we want to get to another song. This is a great one. It's called Still They Run. And is there any story behind the song?
Well, the song Still They Run, I wrote about today's Wild Mustangs, talking about how they face a lot of new challenges that they never had to face, and how it can relate to people in their daily lives today. It's no matter what's obstacles you're facing, no matter what's going on in your life, just look to the Mustangs. Still, they're running, they're going straight forward, they're being determined as they run, and just as we should all just take hold of our dreams and run straight towards them. So that was really the inspiration behind the song.
Well, let's take a listen to Still They Run, and we're going to come back and talk more with Gareth today on the Campfire Cafe. Until They Run, and you can find that on Gareth's CD, Dare to Dream. And Gareth, I have three of your CDs. Are there any others that I don't have in my collection?
There is one that is in the works that should be released, hopefully, before too long.
All right. Well, we're going to be playing some of the cuts from all three CDs today, and they are absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Sky Before Storm, The Journey. We're going to get to the title cut from that in just a moment, and then, of course, Dare to Dream. But one of the things that has impressed me about you, Gareth, is the fact that you are such a talent at such a young age, but you also have a huge heart, and you give so much of your time for so many different worthy causes. The first time that I met you was at our event last year for Rendezvous 2016 that we did. And that was a benefit for kids with brittle bone disease. But first time that I got to meet you, and I won't embarrass you by telling the story about how that all came about. But or should I? I think I will. I can't resist.
Yeah,
this.
I was about to say, so, yes, you would.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. So I've got all of these great Western artists that are coming in from Canada and all across the United States to perform. And I get an email on our website, and this lady is introducing herself as your manager. And she says, you've got cowboys and you've got cowgirls, but you don't have any Indians. I think you need an Indian. And so that caught my attention. And then she sent me some of your music and a couple of videos that you were on. And I said, I've got to have this young man. I was full of acts, but I said, I've got to make room for Gareth. And I got to tell you, you were the hit of the event, and folks just absolutely loved you and your music and your performances. And folks, if you have not seen Gareth in performance, you're in for a treat, because he puts on a show, and just such a neat young guy. But you were kind enough to come perform for Rendezvous last year, and you give a lot of your time to work with some other worthwhile causes. One of those is some benefits for St. Jude's, but you also give your time. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the program that you do with the kids and the programs that you do in the nursing homes. Tell us how that came about.
Yeah. And, I wanted to mention too, is, where you mentioned St. Jude, that's really, one of the biggest charities that we work with my music. And we have, percentage of the sales from some of my CDs go directly to help St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So that's a cause that I'm very, very firm in believing about. It's something that really means a lot to me. And, with the nursing homes and some of the other charity work that I do, for me, everybody has gifts and everybody has something that they can do that no one else can do. But in my personal opinion, that is wasted unless you use that gift to help other people along the way. And one of the ways that I love to do that is I'll take my flutes into hospitals and nursing homes, and I'll play for the patients that are terminally ill or even people that just need some cheering up. And I'll go room to room and play some music for people. And it's just been absolutely amazing to see how people open up when they hear the sound of the flute and how it can bring people peace in the last moments. And it's just something that's really, really touched my heart and really helped me to understand what music is all about and helped me to push forward better music and to get out there and really work towards making more of a difference in my community.
Well, it's amazing the effect that music has on people, and it's amazing the effect that it has on folks that are in nursing homes and assisted living facilities, because it brings such a light to their lives to be able to enjoy this music. And you also do some work with challenged children. Tell us a little bit about
I do
that program.
There's a group of awesome young people in Hendersonville, Tennessee. It's called Project 22, where it's some just awesome, awesome young adults that are just out there doing great things. And I like to go in with them and play music with them, help them out with some concerts, and just to really bring joy into their lives. And in turn, they bring so much joy into mine. And I also work with different youth in the schools, and I do anti-bully programs with some of my music. And I'll go around the country educating students on what they should do if they or someone they know is being bullied, and also to give them encouragement if they're facing a bully, just on how to get through that.
Well, you do some great work, and there's some great videos on YouTube. People can go back and look at some of your YouTube video. Is it a YouTube channel that you have set up, Gareth?
It is.
Yes. Okay. So you can just go to YouTube and search for Gareth, and you'll find him there. But this next song that I want to get to is a great, great song. It's called Dare to Dream. Tell us the story about this.
Well, Dare to Dream basically says that no matter what you're going in through life, everybody has dreams. Sometimes they've forgotten them, or sometimes they feel too scared to chase after what they really want in life. But if you never try and reach for the stars, you're never going to actually find what you're looking for. So the song just says, if you really want to make a difference in your life, if you want to live the life that you really want, you have to dare to dream.
Well, this is another great song, and it is from the CD by the same name, Dare to Dream. We're talking with Gareth. This is the Campfire Cafe.
Watch out the window, see how the wind blows your life out of control. Feel like you're nowhere, fighting for fresh air, slowly letting go. You think you're an outcast, I tell you it won't last. Never lose hope, 'cause you don't know. You don't know. Words can raise you up, words can throw you down. Doesn't matter what people say, they can never take your crown away. 'Cause you are beautiful, made for something special. The world's not always what it seems. You've gotta open your heart and dare to dream. Looking through new eyes, suddenly realize all you've missed before. Gravity's lighter, the fire burns brighter, and leaves you wanting more. Chains have been broken, doors have been opened, the voice you can't ignore. 'Cause now you know, now you know. Words can raise you up, words can throw you down. Doesn't matter what people say, take your crown away. 'Cause you are beautiful, made for something special. The world's not always what it seems. You gotta open your heart, dare to down. Doesn't matter what people say, they can never take your crown away. 'Cause you are beautiful, made for something special. The world's not always what it seems. You gotta open your heart and dare to dream. Dare to dream.
Dare to Dream, and it is from the CD by the same name, and a singer, a songwriter, an award-winning Native American flutist, soon to be a model. He is an actor. He has got so many projects that are going on. I don't know how a young man can stay as busy as he does, and it won't be long before college classes will be starting back, will it?
Oh, let's just say I have a very, very full plate.
Gosh, let's talk a little bit about some of the projects that you have going on. What's the most interesting, exciting project that you have in the works right now?
Oh, you know, it's so hard for me to say what is the most exciting, because I've got, you know, I love absolutely everything that I work on. I've got some great projects that I'm doing right now. The most recent project that I'm working on is a really awesome documentary. It's called Their Last Ride, which is with Thundering Hooves, with Nita Ryan, as well as So Be It Films with Aku Rodriguez. And it is a really cool documentary talking about the plight of today's Mustangs and about what they're going through. And it's really trying to raise awareness to what's going on with the horse slaughter and just some things that people don't really know about that. So I was invited to be a part of this project and to do some soundtrack work on it as one of the composers for it, as well as writing some additional music and using some of the music that you'll be hearing on the show today.
That is so cool. And of course, I think you're aware of the fact that I just got back from the Extreme Mustang Makeover in Lexington, Kentucky back in June. And that's part of the Mustang Heritage Foundation. And they have been so instrumental in helping to find homes for America's wild Mustang. And that's what needs to be done. They need homes.
Absolutely.
And they make some great, great horse companions for folks. So great, great project.
Yeah, they do.
There's another song I want to do, and I'm going to tell you, you do a lot of, well, I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to tell our audience. You already know this. You do a lot of powwows. what happens with a powwow if our audience has never experienced or attended a powwow? What are they like?
Well, I will tell you that if you want to go to a powwow, you're going to see some awesome Native American dancers, as well as some great other entertainment. I'll be actually performing at the Tennessee State Powwow at Long Hunter State Park, which is going to be this October, which is actually going to be October 20th through the 21st at Long Hunter State Park, which, if you've never been to a powwow, that's an awesome one to go to. There's great food, great dancers, a lot of different vendors set up with some amazing pieces of artwork that they've made. It's just a really awesome festival to go to.
Well, my youngest daughter and her family came to the powwow last year, I think, at Long Hunter State Park. And I got to tell you, I have three granddaughters who now have crushes on Gareth. And I have a T-shirt, a Gareth T-shirt that was given to me. And I don't wear a lot of T-shirts. So I got three granddaughters that are fighting over this T-shirt. I don't know what I'm going to do about that is how I'm, who gets the T-shirt. But anyway, they had a great time. First time they'd ever been to a powwow, and they thoroughly enjoyed that and enjoyed meeting you and listening to you perform. And that kind of leads us into the title cut from another CD, and it is a song called The Journey. Tell us about the purpose for this song.
Well, The Journey is a song that I wrote to honor those that lost their lives on the Trail of Tears. which in the year 1830, Andrew Jackson issued the Indian Removal Act, which forced the Cherokee tribes in Tennessee, as well as the surrounding Native American tribes, out to reservations out west. And what a lot of people don't know is that President Jackson actually defied Congress and went ahead with this personal agenda anyway. And a lot of the people that were forced to march weren't even given blankets. They didn't have shoes, but they were forced to walk through snow. And today in the Native American world, we refer to the Trail of Tears as the American Holocaust. So the song was written to honor the spirits of those that lost their lives, as well as to raise awareness about what really happened so that people can understand and so that it doesn't get lost in the history.
Well, it's a great song, and it's near and dear to my heart because I'm very proud of my Cherokee heritage. And it was an atrocity, and it was all based on greed. But we won't get into that any more than that being said. But this is a great song. It's from the Journey CD, and it is the title cut. Let's take a listen to that. We'll be back and talk more with Gareth and what he's got on his plate when we return on the Campfire Cafe.
Under the jurisdiction of President Andrew Jackson, the Indian Removal Act was issued. Thousands of Native Americans were forced out of their homes, forced to march to a land far unknown. Many of them suffered and died along the way. I wrote this song to honor their spirits.
We're talking with Gareth on the Campfire Cafe, and that was The Journey from the CD, The Journey. And you've got an interesting project, Gareth, with one of the finest actors in the country. And tell us a little bit about the project that you've got going on with Wes Studi.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about this project that I've been working on with the Emmy Award-winning producer, Lance Bendixson. We've been working on it for about 2 years now. And it's a project that features classical and symphonic music along with Native American roots music and the Native flutes that I use. And it combines ancient Native American wisdom with powerful messages that can apply to people today. And we're very, very excited to have Wes Studi on board with the project. We were in Santa Fe recording with him last year, and he's going to be lending some amazing voiceover work to the project, and it just sounds amazing. I cannot wait for you to hear it when it's done.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and he's one of my favorite actors. Occasionally I'll go back and watch Geronimo, and there've been a lot of movies made about Geronimo, but I don't think there was any better than his portrayal.
Oh, for sure.
But he's been in so many different projects. And you're doing a little acting as well. How much can you tell us about this acting role that
well,
you had?
Well, there is a project. There's a project I'm involved in right now, which is a feature film called Sticks and Stones. It's a film by John Baer, and it's a true story about a kid who was told that he was never going to be able to walk again, but actually managed to figure out a way to play lacrosse while he was unable to walk. And he was out there on the lacrosse field with crutches and somehow managed to continue to play and became a world-class lacrosse player. And what really the central theme around the movie is this young boy was gifted a spirit stone from a Native American in a dream that he had. And I actually am going to be playing the Native American in the trailer that's coming out, where I'm running. There's some pretty cool shots. We have drones and different things where I'm running with a lacrosse stick and presenting the spirit stone to the young boy. So it's just a really, really cool, unique concept for a movie. It's just, it's an awesome production. John Baer is great to work with. And I'm also doing a little bit of the music for the movie as well.
That is great. That is great. Well, I was gifted and able to watch the trailer, and you did a great job in that. And looking forward to seeing the full movie when it's ready to be released. So you just stay so busy. And again, you pack a lot into a busy life. Let's talk a little bit about your flutes, because you use a number of different flutes. And talk a little bit about the flute and what the differences are in the flutes that you use.
Well, one of my favorite things about the Native flute is it doesn't matter if a flute was made by the exact same maker in the same key on the same day out of the same wood. Every single flute is different. So it makes it an experience where you get to know the personality of every single instrument that you play, and every single one is different and just has so much to offer. I feel very blessed to have a lot of amazing sponsors in the flute world and people that I work with, such as Tony Francis with Two Bears Flutes of Maine, and Dana Ross with Falcon Flutes in Georgia, as well as my buddy Lee Nix and Brad Young, just some amazing flute makers that really helped me make the music that I make. And I couldn't play the flutes if I didn't have any flutes to play. So they are, yes, pun intended, instrumental to what I do with my music.
Gosh. We want to get to another song, and it's called Flight of the Thunderbird. Do you remember how many different flutes you might have used in this one?
I used one very special flute in the song that was made by a man named Robert Mirabal, who is a two-time Grammy-winning flute player. And I wrote the song after having an opportunity to go to Taos, New Mexico, to meet with Robert and the Pueblo people out there. And I wrote the song about the native legend of the Thunderbird, where they say that when storms come, it's the body of the great bird, and every beat of its wings brings a clap of thunder and lightning flashes from its eyes. So I incorporated that legend and some themes for it in the song that you're going to hear about halfway through. And it was really a tribute as well to my time spent out in New Mexico.
All right. This is Flight of the Thunderbird. And we're talking with Gareth today on the Campfire Cafe, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. That's Flight of the Thunderbird by Gareth. And Gareth, who have been your musical influences?
You know, as far as my musical influences, I honestly, my parents have been a huge influence in my life. And while it's typically people say, you know, somebody famous and different things like that, it's my parents really have taught me what music is really about, and they keep me on track and keep me centered. And it's it's an incredible blessing to have them not only as mentors, but to have them support me every single day. And as well as, for me, I love listening to music that's a little bit outside the box, because I never had any formal training with the Native American flute. It was all something that I taught myself. So what I love to see is people like instrumentalists such as David Garrett or Lindsey Sterling that take their violin and they put it outside the box, do some really cool different things. It's just really, for me as an artist, it's great to see people using a traditional instrument and doing something not quite so traditional.
Now that is, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool. Tell me a little bit about your writing process, because you've been writing all your life virtually. What's the writing process like for you?
Well, I say that it's a very detailed process of not having a process and having too many processes all at once. So it depends. It's a lot of times, especially with my instrumental music, I'll think of an image or I'll think of a story that I want to tell just with the notes, and I'll get that image in my head, or sometimes I'll look at a picture of something and I'll just play what I feel. And music is emotion to me, and it's more powerful when it's used just from the heart. And so I try and write songs, lyrics, melodies, different things that I just feel, things that have either happened to me or happened to close friends of mine, and really use that to write songs. Sometimes I'll sit down and I'll have a completed song done in under half an hour. And sometimes I'll be working on a song for a couple of years and there's still a couple lyrics that aren't quite right that I can't seem to figure out. But it is a process, and everybody has different things that they do. But for me, it's just do what makes you happy and do whatever feels natural.
Well, it amazes me to talk to the songwriters and what their process is, and what it is that may trigger the thought for a song, and then how they capture that. And when you said that sometimes you may sit down and have a song written in 30 minutes, it's amazing. I've talked to a few songwriters that woke up from a dream and then just grabbed their recorder or their phone or a pad of paper and start writing, and it's completed. And absolutely just amazes me the talent and the ability that songwriters have. Recently, you were on a panel at the NAMM show in Nashville.
I was.
Tell us about that experience.
That was an absolutely awesome experience. I had the opportunity to sit on a great panel there with some awesome talent that we had, and just talk to people about songwriting and about different strategies that you can use to help get your music out there, as well as to kind of give some people advice that might be a little stuck and just want something different that they can do with their music. And there's actually a piece of advice that I give people. There's every musician has one. There's like one weird thing that people do, and it's just, for me, the one weird thing, well, I do a lot of weird things, but the one really strange thing that I love to do with my music is I'll go in a really tiny dark room. I'll shut out every single light so that I'm standing in total darkness, and I'll take my guitar and I'll start to play a melody. And by being in that dark room surrounded by the vibrations of the music, you can't see anything. All you can do is listen and feel. And it really helps to get the emotion across. And I know for me, sometimes I'll get caught up thinking, I got to do this lyric here. I got to find something that'll be a harmonic to this or that. But just stepping away and distancing myself from that can really just help let the music flow.
Do you on your vocals that you do? Do you look for a hook?
I do. It's I look for a hook or a message that I want to put across, such as the song "Dare to Dream." That was really the message that I wanted to have through that is you can still reach for the stars. You can dream. It doesn't matter what's going on. And I wanted to write something around that. So I was able to build the song around that message. And I was actually performing at, at the Long Hunter Powwow last year. And I had a woman come up to me and she said, "I just want you to know that I heard you play the song Dare to Dream. And before I came to this event, I was planning on taking my own life. But when I heard you sing the song and I heard you say the lyrics, 'They can never take your crown away,' she said, I was reminded of a little tiara that I used to wear when I was a little girl. And I decided then that I wanted to live."
Wow. Wow.
So it's moments like that it's like music is so powerful. And that's why as a songwriter, lyrics and hooks and messages, it's so important.
Wow. Well, and hearing something like that, not only is gratifying, but I'm sure inspiring, continue to write. Do you ever get frustrated with the writing process or say,
"Every
do I really want to do this?"
it's one of those things. I'm a bit of a perfectionist with my music. So sometimes I'll sit down and I'll think, okay, I want to write this really cool song about such and such. And then I'll sit down, wait a minute. This doesn't sound right, man. I'll put the guitar away. I'll not write for a day or something, and then I'll come back to it. But it's definitely a process. But when you love what you do, it's worth it.
It is. It is. There's another great song from the CD Dare to Dream that I want to get to, and this beautiful song called When Raindrops Fall. And how did this one come about?
Well, this song is basically, I wrote it because when you're missing somebody, you can sometimes find yourself wondering, I wonder if they're looking up at the same moon that I'm looking at right now. I wonder if they're seeing it rain where they are. And it's talking about bridging the gap and closing the distance. And whether it's just a friendship, whether it's a special someone in your life, you can always look out there and feel them with you. And I just want to take a minute to just give a huge shout out to all of the people that are listening today. I know that I've had many of my fans say that they were listening, and I just want to say I really am very blessed to have the very best fans in the world and to have the support system that I have with my music. And I could not do what I do without people like them. And also just want to say thank you again so much for having me on today, Gary. It's always, always so great to talk to you, and it's always fun to shoot the breeze with you, with a lot of people listening.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're going to listen to When Raindrops Fall and then come back and let folks know where they can find you and where they can find your music. But this is a beautiful song called When Raindrops Fall, and it is from the CD Dare to Dream.
Dancing through a field of white flowers with sunbeams in your hair. We could stay lost for hours and time wouldn't seem to care. But a new sun rose this morning and your light wasn't there. Every time I close my eyes and every single dream I dream, I dream. Only raindrops falling. Can you hear the sound of my voice calling out your name? When you feel the wind upon your wings, does it make you think of me? Baby, can you still see me when raindrops fall? I could sail away to forget you to the furthest corner of the earth. But every mile tells me I need you and what our love is worth. I'll never stop trying to find you. I can't erase the hurt. Every time I close my eyes nights, and every single dream I dream, I dream you. Baby, do you see the lonely raindrops falling? Can you hear the sound of my voice calling out your name? When you feel the wind upon your wings, does it make you think of me?
Raindrops Fall, it is by Gareth and from the CD Dare to Dream, and our time has just flown by visiting with this extremely talented young man. And I know, Gareth, that folks are going to be able to find your music and to follow you, and so let's tell folks how they can do that.
Absolutely. So to find more of my music and to find out more information about where I'm going to be performing, as well as some recent projects that I'm involved in, please go to garethmusic.com, which is GARETH music.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Gareth Music, as well as on SoundCloud and iTunes.
All right. So you'll want to check out the website and like his page on Facebook, and certainly we'll want to see Gareth in performance, because he puts on quite a show, let me tell you. And where are you going to be performing next?
I'm going to be performing in Kingston Springs on August 19th at the Mountain Bottom Solar Eclipse Native American Celebration, which is, you can find out more information on my website, as well as on my Facebook page about that. And it should be an awesome event that's going to be celebrating the solar eclipse coming up.
All right. That's going to be quite an experience to view that. I noticed that Gallatin, Tennessee, which is the place you call home, has got a big event that's being planned. And I think they're calling that Gallatin's eclipse experience, and one of the spots in the country where the total eclipse will be seen for the longest period of time. So that should be a lot of fun. But be sure and check out his website. Absolutely. And his Facebook page. And Kingston Springs is just a short drive west of Nashville, so very easy to get to. Gareth, it has been a joy to have you on the show today, and look forward to seeing you soon. And so Susan and Neil, hi for me. Great, great folks.
I will do
think
that.
The world of them. And we're going to close out this segment with your song, the title cut from the CD Sky Before a Storm. Anything you want to tell us about this one?
Absolutely. And real quickly, too, just thank you again so much for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure. And it's always just, you know, so amazing to be a part of this radio program. The next song that you're going to listen to is called Sky Before a Storm, and it is actually an instrumental piece that I wrote as a tribute to my favorite piece of literature, which is Edgar Allan Poe's Annabel Lee. So you'll hear a reference to that in the song as well. But again, thank you so much for having me, and you can find me at gearethmusic.com, and I look forward to having you all continue to listen to my music. Thank you so much.
Gareth, thanks so much. We look forward to seeing you. And this is the song Sky Before Storm. We'll be right back on the Campfire Cafe. Thanks, Gareth. That was Sky Before Storm by Gareth, and such a fine and talented young man. It was certainly a pleasure to visit with Gareth today on the Campfire Cafe. And we also want to thank Michelle Oliver with the Lazy Bee Chuckwagon Show in Estes Park, Colorado, for joining us. And to be sure and put that on your itinerary if you're in the Colorado area, make a trip out to Estes Park and be sure and visit the Lazy Bee Chuckwagon Show. Well, it's been a fun show today, and we've done things a little bit differently for folks that are regular listeners. You know, we're normally followed immediately by Saddle Up America, and it was requested that we separate the two shows, and so you can, on our website, listen to the second hour of the show with the American Horse Council President Julie Broadway and our good friend Jim McGarvey with Backcountry Horsemen of America. So just click on that and listen to that, because that's ready to start in just a moment on Saddle Up America on Equestrian Legacy Radio. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and tune in to all of our shows. Sunday morning, it's Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. beginning at 9 o'clock Central Time, and again, be back with us for the Campfire Cafe at noon Central Time next Thursday, followed by Saddle Up America beginning about 1 o'clock. We remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live online, and our shows are all archived in a podcast format, so you can listen to those on demand at any time at equestrianlegacy.net. We're going to close the show out today with a great song by our friend Adrian, along with the legendary Tom Russell, and it's a song called Stories We Could Tell. Thanks again for listening to Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Talking to myself again, wondering if this traveling is good. Is there something better doing we'd be doing if we could? And oh, the stories we could tell. And if this all blows up and goes to hell, I can still see you sitting on a bed in some motel, listening to the stories we could tell, Tom.
You remember that guitar in a museum in Tennessee? Nameplate on the glass brought back 20 memories, and the scratches on the face told of all the times he'd felt singing and the stories he could tell, and all the stories he could tell. And I bet you it still rings like a bell.
Trucking damn near every night, and you're singing for a living neath the brightly colored lights.
If you ever wonder why you ride the carousel, boys, you did it for the stories you could tell.
Yeah. And I wish that we could sit back on a bed in some